In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, we read the story of Elijah, the true prophet of God, challenging all the people of his day and all the false prophets. In 1 Kings, chapter 18, Elijah was the true God-called, God-sent prophet. He was a man's man, unafraid of anyone or anything. A man more concerned with God's glory, God's truth, than what people thought about him or the popular opinions of the day. How we need more Elijahs, more men like John the Evangelist. Men who are bold to tell the truth in face of all opposition, though no one stands with them. Men who will tell the truth in the face of an unbelieving and wicked world. Call it like it is. Ahab, now, was king of Israel at this time, of Elijah. His wife, you may know, was Jezebel. Ahab accused Elijah in verse 17 of 1 Kings 18, he accused Elijah of being a troublemaker. Later on, Ahab accused another true prophet of being a troublemaker just because they told the truth. And that's the way it is. Those who proclaim the truth of God's Word, who just merely or plainly and simply declare it, they'll be hated. Christ said so. And they'll be accused of troubling the people when they ought to spread love and joy and so forth. Well, in fact, Elijah said to Ahab, verse 18, you're the one that's the troublemaker. You're the one causing trouble to all those who forsake and reject the word of God are troublemakers and causing real eternal trouble for the people. A little temporary joy and peace, but eternal trouble. But you know, Ahab was religious, as nearly everyone is. He just didn't believe in the true God, Elijah's God. And so Elijah challenged Ahab to gather together. In verse 19, he said, you gather up all of your prophets. Ahab had a bunch of prophets. They were all hirelings, all on the payroll. They worked for Ahab. Prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T. There were 450 prophets of Baal, 400 prophets of the grove. That's 850 altogether. You see, religion was big business back then, as it is now. Everybody and his brother, and even some women, were preachers. And all the children of Israel and all 850 of these prophets all came to meet Elijah. One man, alone, against everyone. In verse 21, Elijah said this. He said to all the people and all these prophets, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. And if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. If the Lord be God, he said to all these people, if God is God, then you better believe him. And to all who hear this program this morning, if I may be so bold as to say that things are no different now than in Elijah's day, there's more religion than ever, but less truth. More preachers, but less truth. More Bibles, but less who believe it. More professing Christians, the less who believe what God's Word says. While people will argue with you over the most fundamental truth in all of Scripture, whether God is God or not, whether indeed Christ saves or doesn't, the most fundamental truth. And I say to all, with Elijah, I ask this question, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. Bow. Believe. But most folks are between two opinions of God. Most say that God loves everyone, but damns some of them anyway. Most say Christ paid for all your sins, but then you'll have to go to hell and pay for them too. Most say man is lost, but he can find God. Most say Jesus is the Savior, but he can't save you if you don't let him. Most say God's in control, but not over all things. Most say God's not willing for you to perish, but some do anyway. Well, I say, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? All that is man's opinion anyway. How long halt ye between two opinions? Man's opinion of God or what God's Word says? Let me tell you something. If God is like that, if God loves you and leaves you, if God tries and fails, who needs a God like that? Why would you want a God like that? Well, Elijah challenged the false prophets to take them a bullock and an altar and offer that bullock up on that altar and call on their God. And Elijah said he would do the same. And the God who answered by fire, he said, he's God. Verse 24, let him be God. And all the people answered that and said, that's good. That's well. Well spoken. Everybody agreed. That sounds good. The God that answers by fire. Well, in verse 26, it says that these false prophets took a bullock, dressed it, put it on the altar, and they called on their God from morning till noon. Oh, God, they said, hear us. They had a huge prayer meeting. Everybody got together. Oh, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. So what they did then is they got real excited, and they leaped on the altar. They leaped and jumped up and down on the altar. Well, people, all this sounds like a modern Pentecostal meeting to me. Leaping and hollering and shouting and dancing and praying and getting wild and hollering and calling on, oh, please God. Oh, Jesus. Listen to me, people. You don't hear of God's people in the Bible acting like lunatics. On the contrary, he takes wallowing lunatics and sits them down and shuts them up. Verse 27, Elijah started mocking them and their God. Verse 27, Elijah mocked them, said, cry louder. Cry loud, shout. He's a God. Maybe he's talking to somebody and can't hear you. And he went on to say, or he's pursuing. Maybe he had to go to the men's room or something. Or he's in a journey. Or peradventure, Elijah said, maybe he's sleeping. You got to wake him up. Cry louder. Louder. You got to holler loud if he's going to hear you. And people, I mock the God of this generation. And I say to anyone and everyone, it's a peanut God and he can't save a flea. If it's like men say about him, that he's done all he can do and now he leaves it up to man, well, I say he's not a God at all. I'm more God than he is. If it's like preachers say, and they use this silly little statement, they say he has no hands but your hands, no feet but your feet, well, I challenge him to a fist fight. I can beat any God that doesn't have any hands. I challenge him to a fight. There was a story of an old farmer one time. A young preacher was having a revival meeting in town. A typical young preacher trying to get everybody saved. And he went to visit this old farmer who wasn't coming to the meeting. And he said to that farmer, old Farmer Johnson, why don't you come down to the meeting? The farmer said, don't want to. The young preacher said, well, Farmer Johnson, if you don't come and accept Jesus as your personal Savior and let him into your heart, you better let Jesus save you. And the farmer said, nope, don't want to. Well, the young preacher, he didn't know what to think. Finally, he said, well, Farmer Johnson, he said, if you don't let him save you, he'll send you to hell. And the farmer said, nope, won't let him do that either. He said, try to save me and I won't let him. Well, then if he tries to send me to hell, won't let him do that either. Well, this made what Elijah said made the people and the prophets mad. In verse 28 and 29 says they cried loud, cut themselves with knives.
and lanced it till the blood gushed out. And it came to pass, midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening. They danced and shouted and hollered and carried on till the evening time. There was no voice, no answer, nor any that regarded. Didn't get any answer. Hollered and hollered and hollered and carried on and whooped and had a big meeting, but their God just didn't answer them. He didn't do what they wanted him to do. Well, in verse 30, Elijah said unto all the people, "Come near unto me. Come here." And all the people came near unto him. It says he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. They broke down the altar. They got so carried away. And Elijah repaired the broken down altar. And in the next few verses it says he had the people pour water all over the bullock. And did it a couple of times. Pour barrel after barrel of water all over everything, till it filled trenches all around the altar. And then Elijah, the true prophet, came to pass, verse 36, at the time of the evening offering, that Elijah, the prophet, came near, and he started calling on the true God, the God of the Scripture. In verse 36, it says, Elijah said this, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant, and I've done all these things at Thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that Thou art the Lord God, and that Thou hast turned their heart back again." Well, a consuming fire fell, a fire of the Lord consumed the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, licked up all the water in the trenches, just consumed it all. God answered, the Lord God from heaven. You see, the reason he answered by fire is because God is a consuming fire. That's what the letter to the Hebrews says. Chapter 12, verse 29. God hadn't changed. He's a consuming fire. He's not all love like these preachers say. He's a consuming fire. He's holy. He's just. He'll by no means clear the guilty. Man's a sinner. God will judge. Where's talk about a God who's holy and just and judges today? You ever even heard anybody say that? Well, God consumed everything. In verse 40, it says, Elijah slew all the prophets. Listen to me, people. Come near to me. Listen to me. If God is God, then He controls all things. There's nothing He doesn't control. If you'll get you a Bible and read it, read verses like Deuteronomy 32:39, Isaiah 45:7, and on and on and on. It tells us that God is in absolute control over everything, even evil. When something bad happens, men say this, God didn't want that to happen. Well, I say then, if that's so, why didn't He stop it? How long halt ye between two opinions? Just because we can't understand things doesn't mean there's no God. Well, that proves there's God. If we can figure out and understand God, then He's no bigger or smarter than we are. But if God is God, then you better worship Him. And He is. How long halt ye between two opinions? Well, I hope you'll read and study this passage of Scripture as well as the rest of God's Word. Until next Sunday, may the Lord reveal Himself to you.